Welcome, welcome to the best 5-minute podcast with Forrest Kelly.
We close our conversation with Sonia Spadaro Molone of Santa Maria La Nave Boutique Winery in Cantania, Italy. You've got one big happy family helping you out at the vineyard, don't you? The best 5-minute wine
podcast. I'm very lucky because my team is very special. We are young, full of energies and a lot of beautiful ideas. I have my friends, winemaker Enzo Cali, the manager of hospitality, Vera Russo. She's very professional and passionate sommelier. I have family chef Lucia Bontempo. She's at the same time with her husband, the custodian of ancient and organic Sicilian grains. In fact, during my experience and testing with pairing, we cooked this beautiful, grains to produce pasta, handmade pasta, pane, and all delicious Sicilian dishes with these grains. I have Carmelo, and Carmelo is help the winemaker Enzo Cali. And I have the guys who works in my vineyards. They are phenomenal, and sometimes we work together during the pruning and during the harvest period. I'm very, very lucky because it's a family and a beautiful team.
Is the winery, either one, open to the public?
As I mentioned, I have two vineyards. In the vineyard where I produce Greccanico Dorato, on the northwest side at 1,100 meters, I have a beautiful tasting home in the middle of this oasis of biodiversity. And it's very simple and natural. As an old winery, in Sicilian they are called the Palmento. So it's special because from this tasting home you can see Mount Etna. It's like you can take it. And yes, in this beautiful tasting home, passionate clients come for tasting my wines and the delicious dishes from Lucia. While on the other side, on the southeast, Mount Ilice Vineyard, I'm finishing to build my eco-friendly winery in the middle of ancient lava flow. So it's very special winery. If you want, please come to visit because it's a real jewel. And then I will finish to restoring an ancient borgo, like an ancient small palmento and other tasting home to host my guest, maybe next year.
What's a good way for people if they would like to contact you or to purchase your wine? What would be the best way?
The best way is by mail or on Instagram, because I use a lot Instagram and my mail, or sometimes people contact me by phone.
As we close our conversation, what would you say, Sonia, to be your biggest obstacle?
I mean, my work is full of challenges because, first of all, I have a lot of enemies in the nature. If you think that the weather conditions are extreme for my vineyard, I have sometimes warm temperature constrain the birds to take my grapes, or some wild pigs jump in my vineyard and destroy the everything. Arsons, because Sicily is full of arsons, so it's very difficult to protect the vineyard sometimes. This is the challenges of the nature of for the winery. And the challenge, of course, is to manage at the same time my business life, my passion, with my private life. Find a balance is difficult, but I try to all my best to do it and to give all my love in what I do, job and family.
Do you have future plans for the vineyard?
I mean, I want to continue with this way to discover and to share this almost extinct grape. I want to produce in 100%, as I mentioned before, only Madama Bianca, Madama Nera, Terribile, Zumatteo. They are pretty extinct. but they are part of the precious DNA of Etna vine varieties. But nobody produced because the most part of people lost the memory through the time, no? They exist. I have a few plants, and the university was completely felt in love with this project, and they helped me to reproduce these plants, and I want to produce in 100% in Prephylloxera.
Well, Sonia, thank you for taking time out of your very busy schedule and sitting down and talking with me.
Yeah, thank you too, Forrest. And I'm so sorry for my worst English, but I try to do all my best. Be patient. Thank you. Have a nice day. Bye.
The best 5 minute one podcast.
Don't forget my favorite part.
Please, please like and follow. Oh.